From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. The Syrian government or Russian warplanes carried out a toxic gas attack in northern Syria, monitors and civil defense workers alleged Tuesday. The attack killed at least 65 people and injured more than 350 others. Syrian opposition activists described the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war, and the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, dubbed it a horrifying massacre. Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. Speaking from a conference on Syria in Brussels, UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura condemned the attack.
Every time we have a moment in which the international community is capable of being together, 70 countries tomorrow, there is someone, somehow, that tries to undermine that feeling of hope by producing a feeling of horror and outrage. But we are not going to give up. And on the contrary, we make use of every of these horror moments in order to show the determination that they cannot prevail.
The latest attack came on the eve of the long-planned Brussels meeting on the future of Syria. Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Akbalon Jalilov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with dozens injured in critical condition. Russian police released photos of the 22-year-old suspected bomber, who they said was born in Osh and became a Russian citizen in 2011. You're listening to VOA News. The Trump administration is ending U.S. funding for the United Nations Population Fund, accusing the agency of supporting coercive abortion and involuntary sterilization. The U.S. State Department sent a letter to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Monday saying it will withhold $32.5 million from the fund in its 2017 budget. The letter said the agency works with China's National Health and Family Planning Commission, which carries out Beijing's two-child policy that limits the number of children Chinese couples can have. The State Department says it will shift the money to its in-house global health initiatives. Recent political turmoil in South Africa has come at a cost, with ratings agency S&P Global saying a controversial cabinet reshuffle and growing pressure on the president to resign have lowered the country's sovereign credit rating to junk status. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The ratings agency did not mince words in its downgrade announcement, pinning the blame for South Africa's poor credit rating squarely on controversial political decisions made by President Jacob Zuma. On Tuesday, new Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba reassured the nation that under his leadership, South Africa's economy would remain steady.
We acknowledge that yesterday's announcement was a setback. Despite our current challenges, now is not a time for despondency. We have many strengths that we can leverage to grow our economy inclusively.
News of the downgrade has sent the currency, the rand, tumbling. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Authorities in southern Somalia are searching for five World Health Organization workers who were abducted by suspected al-Shabaab militants. Colonel Dig Abdi Khalif says the workers were in their homes Sunday when gunmen broke in, took them by force, and drove them to a remote area. The five men, all Somali nationals, were working on a polio vaccination program for the WHO. The UN agency has not made any comment on the abduction. In southern Colombia, burials have begun for the 273 people killed in Saturday's devastating mudslides. Health authorities in the town of Moco have been releasing the remains to families in order to speed burials and prevent the spread of disease. Meanwhile, rescue workers and residents continued a frantic search in the rubble for the 200 people who remain missing. The death toll from the disaster includes more than 40 children. President Juan Manuel Santos have declared an economic emergency for Mocoa, pledging to rebuild a water system damaged in the mudslide. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.